The city of Philadelphia has filed a lawsuit against two ghost gun manufacturers after a mass shooting left five people dead on Monday. Philadelphia police recovered two guns from the shooter that were assembled with individual parts using an at-home kit. Here's Mayor Jim Kenney speaking yesterday at City Hall.
The manufacturers attempted to avoid liability by claiming that it is selling parts, not guns. But the gun kits they sell can be assembled in minutes by virtually anyone.
Let's hear more about this lawsuit with Philadelphia's solicitor, Diana Cortez. Ms. Cortez, welcome. And can you start first by telling us what role these guns played in Monday's shooting?
Good afternoon, Peter, and thank you for having me. So these ghost guns in particular, it was an AR-15 and a 9mm handgun, were both found recovered at the scene of the Kengasing shooting on Monday.
All right. And in the last 4 years, I understand the city has seen a 300% increase in the number of these untraceable guns used in crimes. They're made at home often. They don't have serial numbers. Just how common have they become on the streets of Philadelphia?
So, Peter, as you've noted, it is extremely common. Just this calendar year alone, our police department has recovered 292, and that was as of yesterday. So that number is likely to have increased probably today or by the time there is the next shooting or homicide. So it's quite prevalent in Philadelphia.
Can you explain why?
Well, in part, that's what our lawsuit gets to. So these two manufacturers, suppliers in particular, Polymer 80 and JSD Supply, they are targeting youth and convicted felons and others who are prohibited by Pennsylvania state law to own firearms. So they are essentially cutting the responsible dealers to market directly to people, and not just market, but also deliver. All you need to satisfy these particular manufacturers is a credit card that works. So folks can go online, request to purchase these ghost gun kits, as long as their credit card clears. These are then delivered directly to their home. They're not delivered to the gun dealers, where they are required by state law to check their age, their identity, make sure that they pass the criminal background check. These manufacturers are bypassing and violating Pennsylvania state law in doing that. So it is infiltrating and bringing in even more direct access of these guns to people who should not have them.
This lawsuit was in the works before this most recent shooting. Were you just simply waiting for an opportunity to file this lawsuit, or can you explain that?
No, I would not say that we were waiting for an opportunity, because as unfortunately in Philadelphia, every day would present that opportunity. It was a matter of making sure that the lawsuit had all the data that it needed. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the complaint, but it is very detailed, very thorough. It's over 70 pages long, and really goes into specifics as to why these two manufacturers in particular, all the damage they have caused in Philadelphia, and why in particular these ghost gun kits are firearms under Pennsylvania law. A way that these manufacturers, you've heard from the clip that you played
from the mayor, right?
Yeah, there's the they try to go through this loophole of whether they are parts versus firearms. These ghost gun kits are firearms under Pennsylvania state law. They are weapons that are readily converted to expel a projectile, which is the definition of a firearm under Pennsylvania law.
Last year, the Biden administration tried to push some new rules out, mandate serial numbers, background checks for ghost guns. Is your lawsuit a sign, and there's lawsuits in other cities as well, a sign that the federal effort isn't working here?
I would just say that I think those efforts what's needed here is a full court press. So I think, putting aside any federal efforts, we need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can. So I think this is an avenue through Pennsylvania state law, as these manufacturer suppliers are violating Pennsylvania state law. So we wanted to make sure we capitalized on that, especially given the compelling data that is reflected in our complaint.
All right. Diana Cortez is the solicitor for the city of Philadelphia, bringing a lawsuit against the manufacturer of two companies that produce ghost guns. Ms. Cortez, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.